Well, these guys singing our national anthem. And let's give a huge round of applause for our baseball buddies which are leaving the field at this time. Today's play ball came thanks to Valley Sports. Valley Sports, official fantasy and gaming partner of Battle Lake Baseball. Valley Sports, the heart of the fan. Let's send it down once again with Temper. And Monique, what do you say?
Play ball!
I mean, you know, but the thing's done. I'm saying, gotta shoot you for a tango.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is game two of a six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. On the mound today for the Rawhide is Junior Cerda. This is his Cal League starting debut. It is a bullpen day. He'll probably throw 2-3 innings, depending on how efficient he is. The most that he has thrown in an outing for the Rawhide is 50 pitches. Yesterday, the Rawhide fell to the Quakes 5-3. Quakes lead the series 1-0. And due up for the Quakes to start off this game is Wilman Diaz. He is the second baseman today. It is 102 degrees here in Visalia at first pitch, and it is 102 in the booth here as well. First pitch is a strike. First pitch at 6:33. Again, it is 102 at Valley Strong Ballpark. 0-1 from Cerda. Misses high. Dupe after Diaz is Dylan Campbell, followed by Jake Geloff. In the cleanup spot is Thyrone Lorenzo, batting fifth, Joe Vetrano. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. That was a breaking ball. Batting sixth for the Quakes, Luis Rodriguez, followed by Ryan Doncone. Then Jose Azara, and batting ninth is the designated hitter, Simon Reed. Cerda steps and delivers the 1-2 in there for strike three. Diaz knew it. And he strikes out looking for the first out of the inning. Great start for Cerda. One away, nobody on. And Dylan Campbell steps to the plate. That strikeout on every Rawhide strikeout is presented by the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Cerda 1-0 this year, a 3.60 ERA. Pitches a strike on the inside corner. This is his third appearance for the Rawhide. First start, 0-1, comes inside high. So Ricardo Yon was supposed to start today, but he was promoted to Hillsboro on the off day on Monday. 1-1, line towards left field, lands for a base hit in front of Sanabria. One out base hit for the center fielder, Campbell.
Check your bingo cards.
So today will be a bullpen day for the Rawhide. Again, I expect Cerda to go at least two innings. If he could go three full innings, I think that'd be considered a success.
Number 17, Jay Geloff.
Catching for Cerda today is Kenny Castillo. Third baseman, Kevin Sim. The shortstop, Christopher Torrine. At second, Yansel Luis. And at first is Raquelman Cabral. One down, runner on first. The pitch to Jay Geloff is a strike on the outside corner. In the outfield for the Rawhide, in left, it's Donier Sanabria. Center fielder, Anderson Rojas. And in right, it is Johan Benitez. Cerda sets, glove at his right ear. The pitch, runner takes off for second. It misses high. Here's the throw to second. Looks good and not in time. He's called safe. Luis can't believe it. He was about to throw the ball around as if he was out, but Campbell ends up stealing second base. See what we can see on the replay. Tough call, but I see what Jabril Jeter Abdullah saw. Looked like he did get his foot in there in time. 1-1 count, one down. Runner in scoring position now for the Quakes. And time is called as I believe the pitch clock is about to wind down to zero. 1-1 count, one down. Rawhide wearing the traditional all-cream uniforms, but with a little bit of a twist today. Pitch from Cerda, outside ball two. Usually when the Rawhide wear these all-cream uniforms, they're wearing a black belt, black socks, and then the traditional black hat with the red V. But today, the Rawhide have switched it up to their alternate hat, that red hat. Red with the black R on the top and black brim. And if they have their socks showing, they're red and a red belt today. 2-1. Low in the dirt. Stopped by Castillo. It holds Campbell at second. 3 balls and a strike. I'm not sure if it's just because it's something different. I don't get to see this combination very often, but I really like it. Could also be that I grew up a Red Sox fan, so anything that has Red Sox I probably like. Wind is blowing out towards left field. At least there's a nice breeze here today, even though it's a little warm. The pitch is fouled off. Count is now full with one down. Then the Quakes are wearing their gray pants with their Dodger blue jerseys. Another traditional blue hat with the Quakes logo, the white Quakes logo on the front. 3-2 popped up right side. First baseman Cabral gives chase. So does Benitez. It's heading towards foul territory and lands in between three Rawhide players, Benitez, Luis, and Cabral. It was right near the Chevron Dewar's section.
Ball taken to the Valley's Comfort Team Store to pick up a coupon for a free sandwich from Porter's Sub, sliced and fresh for over 50 years.
Still a 3-2 count to Geloff. The payoff pitch is lined directly to the second baseman, Luis. He makes the catch. Campbell goes back to second in time. It was not a hard hit line drive at all. Really more of a flare. Sounded like it was hot off the inside of the bat. Where, frankly, Geloff might be lucky if he didn't break the bat there. Tyrone Lorenzo bats from the left side. He's the catcher today. Runner in scoring position is Dylan Campbell on second. Infield shifting to the right. Pitch from Cerda is fouled off out of play. Oh, 01, outside, ball one. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is Alex Shears, and on the bases is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Here's the 1-1. Big swing and miss for strike two. And a balk is called on Junior Cerda, so Campbell moves over to third. You could hear Jabril Jeter Abdullah say that into the crowd, Mike, so he knew immediately what was going on. 1-2 count, two away. Infield remains shading to the right. 1-2, fouled off, he stays alive. Cerda, 5'11", 170 pounds. Right-handed pitcher originally from the Dominican Republic. He was signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks. in January of 2020. 1-2. Slow ground ball, first base side. Cerda picks it up and shuffle passes to first just in time to get Lorenzo to end the inning. Scoreless first for Junior Cerda in his first start as a member of the Rawhide. Going into the bottom of the first, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Yancey Luis leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch to him is fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Yancey Luis followed by Anderson Rojas. Kevin Sim in the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Gavin Conticello. Batting fifth is Kenny Castillo. 0-1 is low. Batting sixth, Johan Benitez followed by Christopher Torin, Raquelman Cabral, and batting ninth is Donier Sanabria. 1-1, fouled off out of play, third base side. On the mound today for the Quakes is Christian Romero, right-handed pitcher. Romero, 5-1 with a 3.40 ERA. Steps and delivers. Fouled off a very late defensive swing by Luis, able to foul it off to stay alive. Catching for Romero today is Tyrone Lorenzo. Third baseman, Jake Geloff. Shortstop, Ryan Doncone. Wilman Diaz is at second. And at first is Joe Vetrano. The 1-2 fouled off, out of play. From left to right in outfield for the Quakes, Luis Rodriguez, Dylan Campbell, and Jose Izarra. One ball, two strikes, scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. This was not the case yesterday. Yesterday, the Rawhide found themselves down 4-0. 4-0 before they even stepped to the plate. The pitch to Luis is swung on and missed, a high fastball. And he strikes out on for the first out of the inning.
Bingo number B14, B14.
And now Anderson Rojas bats from the left side.
Anderson Rojas.
Romero's now thrown 56 innings for the Quakes, striking out 51 after striking out Luis. The pitch misses outside, ball one. Rojas, the center fielder today, Drew Jones and Alvin Guzman, who both rejoined the Rawhide yesterday after being on the injured list, as the pitch to Rojas is a strike on the inside corner. They both started in the game and now are having an off day. And the pitch misses low and in. 2-1. Strike on the inside corner. Two balls and two strikes. There's Alvin Guzman hanging out, finding some shade down there. For some reason, he's wearing a sweatshirt. That sounds miserable in 102-degree heat. The 2-2 swung on and missed for strike three. Was low in the dirt. Lorenzo strikes out Rojas. Lorenzo tags Rojas to complete the strikeout. Two away now in the bottom of the first. Kevin Sim, the third baseman, bats from the right side. He's batting .333 this year. Two down. Nobody on the pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Romero, this is his seventh start this season, 17th appearance of the year. And his first start and fourth appearance against the Rawhide, pitch misses low. In the three games against the Hyde, he's 2-0 with a 5.63 ERA. He's allowed five runs on six hits over eight innings against the Rawhide. Pitch to Sim, misses low and out. And Romero in his last overall outing, it was last week against Inland Empire at home. He allowed four runs on four hits in four innings. The pitch is low, ball three. Now, as a starter, Romero is 0-1 with a .381 ERA. That's, again, as a starter for the Quakes over six games. 3-1 to Sim. A strike at the letter. Sim thought it was ball four, but it's a full count with two away. So that .381 ERA is over 28 innings of work as a starter. Three balls, two strikes, two away. And the pitch. Low ball four. That one definitely a ball as Sim draws a two-out walk. So Romero strikes out the first two batters and then gives up a walk.
G5-0. Now battling.
Gavin Contesello now bats from the left side.
Gavin Contesello.
He turns and almost gets hit by that pitch, but did miss for ball one. 1-0 count, two away. Sim is the runner on first. He has one stolen base this season in three attempts. Contesello batting .208 this year. The pitch. Well hit ball towards left center field. Left fielder Rodriguez is going back. He's looking up. It's off the scoreboard. Gavin Contesello, home run number 14. Makes it a 2-0 ball game. And the Rawhide lead 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Contesello, opposite field home run.
Grab those bingo cards. G55, G55. The catcher, Kenny Castillo.
And now Kenny Castillo bats from the right side, two away. Nobody on. Rawhide have a 2-0 lead. The pitch misses in. Castillo also batting .208 this year. 1-0. Strike at the knees. Here's the pitch. It's tapped in front of the mound. The pitcher, Romero, picks it up, throws it to first, and that will end the inning. But Gavin Contesello, a two-run blast, gives the Rawhide a 2-0 lead going into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But
and it was an unsuccessful attempt. Pitch from Cerda is a strike at the knees. Count is 0-1. O-2 count to Cabral. The pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is D. Garner. He's the manager for the Rawhide, and at first it is Rolando Arenado. Arenado, the fourth coach for the Rawhide this season. Pitch to Cabral is inside. Wednesday evening at Valley Strong Ballpark, it is our Brats, Beers, and Bingo brought to you by Park Visalia. It's also a Rustlers Wednesday, which is our 55 and older club for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on, a one-hopper to the first baseman. Petrano throws to second, but the throw is wide and pulls the shortstop, Don Cohn, off the bag. Taurine safe at second, and Cabral reaches on the fielder's choice.
Bingo number G48. Now batting left fielder, Daniel Sanabria.
So Cabral reaches on the fielder's choice. Taurine is safe on the error. Daniel Sanabria now bats from the left side. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. The pitch is fouled off. Count is now 0-2 for Sanabria. Going back to the Rawhide Rustlers Club, it is, if you're part of the club, you get a ticket to every Wednesday game, and you get to pick that seat, so it is your seat for every single Wednesday, providing a season ticket holder doesn't already have that seat. And we'll be back next year. For more information, you can call the ticket office. 0-2 is fouled off into the netting. Now the Brats, Beers, and Bingo, that is every single Wednesday. $6 Brats on at the Jameson On Deck Grill, $2 off draft beers, as well as $2 off mixed drinks. There's the Jameson On Deck Grill right by first base. And then bingo is free for anyone in the ballpark who wants to participate. You just have to go to the Park Visalia table by the right field concourse. The pitch to Sanabria swung on and missed for strike three. Sanabria strikes out two away. As the top of the order, Yonso Luis comes to the plate. He struck out in his first at bat. Runner on second is still Taurine, and on first is Cabral. Taurine takes off for third. The pitch misses low and in. The throw to third is not in time, and it gets by the third baseman. But it stays near third base, or at least goes towards the fan dugout there. Well, it's a stolen base for Taurine. It did not go far enough for him to try to take home. I don't think he really realized that it went by the third baseman either. He didn't pop up very quickly. But two runners in scoring position. It is a 1-0 count. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball two. Here's the pitch. Deep drive left center field. Center fielder Campbell's going back, and he makes the catch at the warning track to end the inning. The Rawhide strand two runners in scoring position, but they still lead 2-1. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Park by Cindy brings you Ringo on Wednesday. Let's recount those last numbers. Here we go. B2, B4, G48, I-29.
Really wanted that pitch. Hitters count for the third baseman, 3-1, two outs. And the pitch. There's a strike on the high outside corner. Full count now. Slight shift to the left in the infield. There's John Shoemaker, the manager for the Rawhide. Manager for the Quakes. Shoemaker was also the manager for the Quakes last year. And the pitch popped up into center field. Rojas takes one step in, waiting for it to come down. And there it is for a 1-2-3 inning of work for Cerda. Rawhide lead by one. Bottom of the third coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Hi, this is Derek Carr, quarterback of the North.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Now batting number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas bats from the left side in the bottom of the third inning. Rawhide lead 2-1. Here's the pitch. It's lined directly to the first baseman, Vetrano. He has it for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Christian Romero in his third inning of work.
Bingo number G52. Third baseman, Kevin Sim.
The pitch is lined by Kevin Sim into left field. Goes all the way to the fence in front of the bullpen. Sim heading for second. Here's the throw. It is not in time. Kevin Sim with his third double of the year with the Rawhide. He's in scoring position now.
And 43, bingo number, and 43.
And here's Gavin Contasello, who had the two-run blast in the first inning. He's batting from the left.
Gavin Contasello.
Pitch to Conticello, misses low and in. Pitch to Conticello, just a little outside. Two oh count, one away. Lights are on now at Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Still a lot of sunlight going out from first base all the way out to left center field. Romero sets the 2-1. Ground ball to the second baseman. Diaz backhands it. The throw to first is low in the dirt, but picked by Vetrano. Two away. Sim does advance to third. Two away. Kenny Castillo comes to the plate. He grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at bat.
The catcher, Kenny Castillo.
Pitch from Castillo, misses outside, ball one. Infield shading slightly to the left, the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Luis Tejeda still warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I assume that he would come out for the fourth inning. One, one, low, ball two. Rawhide already lead 2-1. Potential third run just 90 feet away for Castillo. It's Kevin Sim. Rawhide have three hits today. Pitch to Castillo. Slow ground ball. Third baseman Geloff comes in, fields it on the grass. The throw to first beats Castillo to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on third again. They still lead 2-1 as we go into the fourth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sungazet Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The fifth inning tonight. Again, they're going to close the end of the fifth inning. Let's head top of the fourth inning, batting for the Quakes. Tyrone Lorenzo
Tyrone Lorenzo leaves it off for the Quakes. He's facing the new pitcher, Luis Tejeda. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents. It is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents.
And designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Bottom of the fourth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide lead 2-1.
Thank you for participating in tonight's bingo contest.
Yoan Benitez bats on the left side. He struck out swinging in his first at bat against Christian Romero, who is back on the mound. First pitch misses low and in. Infield shifting to the right. No real shift in the outfield. And the pitch. Squares to bunt, gets it down, but it's a hard bunt right back to the pitcher, Romero. One down. I mean, that bunt was a little bit harder than some ground balls that I've seen back up the middle to the pitcher.
And to play, it is a shortstop, Christopher.
It was a one-hopper. One away. Nobody on for the shortstop, Christopher Torrine. He singled into right for his first at bat. The pitch. Breaking ball that misses high. We are an hour into this ball game. Let's give you a weather update, both in the booth and outside the booth. See if it's gotten any better here. Nope, still 102 as the pitch is fouled off. But great news for myself and Mike Linscock, the voice of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. It is 100 degrees in the booth, and of course, as I say that, my weather app updates, and it's 97 degrees outside, so never mind. The pitch misses in ball two, although it was at 102. It's now at 100 inside the booth, so that is good news. It's just hotter inside than it is outside. 2-1, high fly ball, but it is foul out of play, third base side. Two balls, two strikes, one down. One thing that I did fail to mention about the Rawhide Rustlers program is we do have special events on Wednesdays. It's not every Wednesday where we have something. The 2-2 swung on, two-hopper back to Romero. He underhand tosses to first and two away. And so there's some Wednesdays where we have a giveaway, whether it's a handheld fan or a shirt. It depends on the giveaway, thanks to Park Visalia, but thanks to WellCare by Healthcare. We do also have two events every year. This one was Senior Prom. You get the play on words, Senior Prom. So we had prom in the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club as the pitch by Romero was swung on and missed. Cabral batting from the left with two away and nobody on. In the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club at 4 p.m., the doors opened, and it was a free event for any Rawhide Rustler member. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. And then if they wanted to bring a friend who was not a part of the Rustlers program, or a date, if you will, they had to pay $10. Then a non-Rawhide Rustler member just had to pay $15 to go to the Hall of Fame Club. The pitch is swung on and missed. Four strike three. That's the first 1-2-3 inning of work for Romero. Rawhide still lead 2-1 going into the fifth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Luis Tejeda back on the mound. First pitch to Doncona swung on and missed. Tejeda struck out the side in his first inning of work. Top of the fifth. Rawhide lead 2-1. The pitch is grounded foul. 0-2 count. The left fielder Sanabria playing very deep. It's probably just two or three running steps from the wall. 0-2 outside. Duncan popped out to second in his first at bat. Rawhide looking to hold on for the win, which would then tie up the series at one game apiece. The 1-2 misses low in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. This is the second season that Tejeda has been here in Visalia. Last year he came in around June. This year he came in late April. He did not make the opening day roster, but when Eric Mendez was called up to Hill to the right against Rojas, he's lined out to the first baseman today, and he's also struck out. Romero, glove at the belt. Here's the pitch. It's popped up. Out of play, third base side. Gorgeous sunset we have here. The sunset behind sunsets behind our press box. There's a really pretty orange-purple behind me. But then in front of me, you can see some pink and purple skies. One of the prettier sunsets we've had here this season. Frankly, the clouds are what makes it so gorgeous, right? Pickoff attempt at first, Luis back safely diving, and unfortunately, we've not had a lot of clouds here in Visalia, at least during these home games recently, so nice sunsets, but none as beautiful as this one. 0-2 count, one down. Romero delivers. Lined into center field, a base hit. Luis moves to second. He stays there as Campbell gets it in. First hit of the day for Rojas. Kevin Sim bats from the right side. He has walked and doubled today. And with the hit for Rojas, the Rawhide are now out hitting the Quakes 5-4. The reason why I want to specify that was at one point, the Quakes were out hitting the Rawhide 3-1, but the Rawhide were leading 2-0. And the pitching coach for the Quakes out to have a conversation. I believe this one is Ramon Troncoso. It's two pitching coaches for the Quakes. This one is Ramon. One down, runners on first and second. On second is Luis. On first is Rojas. And Kevin Sim is at the plate. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide lead 2-1. Always could use some insurance runs as a righty is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. And a righty now warming in the pen for the Quakes. It looked like number 36 for the Quakes. That would be Joel Ibarra. So that righty is warming in the pen for the Quakes. So both bullpens are active. Pitch to Kevin Sim is popped up in the infield. Infield fly is called by the umpires and the shortstop. Don Cohn makes the catch. Two away. One pitch, one out. Two-away runners on first and second as Gavin Conticello comes to the plate. He's grounded out to second, but he's also hit the two-run blast. He's the reason the Rawhide have a one-run lead. Zane Russell warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on. Lined through into right field, a base hit. Luis scores easily. Izarra now picks it up. Rojas cruises into third, and the Rawhide extends their lead 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Gavin Conticello with all three RBI today for the Rawhide. Runners are on the corners, two down. And Kenny Castillo bats from the right side. Runners on the corners, two down. Pitch to Castillo. Little outside. Castillo is 0 for 2. He's grounded out to the pitcher and to third. Checks his swing on an outside pitch. 2-0. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 2-1. Romero sets. 2-1 to Castillo as a strike. And Castillo calls for time. Cold strike three outside corner. Castillo strikes out to end the inning. Well, the Rawhide do pick up a run. They now lead 3-1 going into the sixth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Congratulations.
Rawhide back to a 2-run lead, 3-1 ball game, top
center
of the sixth inning.
Dylan Campbell.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Zane Russell. Dylan Campbell batting from the right side. The pitch is just a little outside, a ball. I thought it was a strike. 1-0 count. Russell in relief for Tejeda. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch misses low ball two. Before I give you Russell's numbers, I want to give you the pitching line for Luis Tejeda, who threw two scoreless innings for the Rawhide as the pitch is a strike. Tejeda, like I mentioned, two scoreless innings, did give up one walk, no hits, and he struck out seven strikeouts so far for the Rawhide pitching staff. 2-1. Big swing and miss, count is 2-2. Russell just joined the Rawhide last week. Him and four other pitchers from the draft join the Rawhide in Lake Elsinore. This is his third appearance out of the pen. He does have a win. He's 1-0 with a 6.75 ERA. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Campbell strikes out for the first out of the sixth. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Russell, with that strikeout, has now thrown first three innings for the Rawhide this season, striking out five, walking a batter. Opponents batting .222 against him in this short season so far. One away, nobody on for Jake Geloff, the third baseman. Infield at a normal depth, just a little bit to the left. First pitch, a strike on the inside corner. Russell, 6'2", just under 200 pounds, originally from Kingwood, Texas. Went to school at Dallas Baptist. We have a lot of Dallas Baptist players on the team. The pitch misses low, ball one. I don't think I realized during the draft just how many Dallas Baptist guys were picked up by the Diamondbacks. 1-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. It misses low, ball two. And actually, another one was just added today. So a few Rawhide roster movements. Gavin Logan has been transferred back to Hillsboro. Really happy for him. He started the year in Hillsboro, came down here for the All-Star break, and has been here for a month as the pitch is swung on and missed. So he's back with Hillsboro. Jeremiah Boyd, who is a catcher for the Diamondbacks organization. He was a free agent signing. He just joined the Rawhide today. The pitch is a little outside for ball three. And then Alec Baker, a right-handed pitcher who is from Dallas Baptist as well, he has joined the Rawhide. He was drafted in the 18th round by the D-backs this year. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Russell in this inning. You called it. It's the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Two away, nobody on. Rawhide still lead 3-1. So again, we have three Dallas Baptist guys on the team. Zane Russell, who was drafted in the 10th round. Kyle Amet, who was drafted in the 9th. And now Alec Baker, who was drafted in the 18th. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And I believe all of them are going to be pitching out of the bullpen. 0-1, fouled off, count is 0-2, so it's just going to be the Dallas Baptist bullpen. They should sponsor it. 0-2 count, two down. Lorenzo batting from the left. 0-2 from Russell is swung on and missed. Strike three. Another pitcher strikes out the side here in the sixth, and the Rawhide still lead 3-1. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Last call for 50-50 raffle tickets. When the Mambas walked around the ballpark of my visiting team store in the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Good luck. Now batting for Bunny Cynthia, right fielder, Johan Benitez.
Johan Benitez at the plate for the Rawhide. First pitch swinging. It's snagged by the first baseman, Vetrano. He touches first base for the first out of the bottom of the sixth. One pitch, one out. The new pitcher is Jarrell Ibarra, right-handed pitcher for the Quakes, in relief for Christian Romero. One down, nobody on for Christopher Torrine. The pitch misses low and outside. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Romero didn't pitch poorly against the Rawhide. Three runs off of six hits. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. The right-handed pitcher is in line for the loss, though, unless the Quakes can tie up the game. One, two to Torrine. The pitch is swung on, lined into center field, is off the end of the bat, but Torrine muscles it into center field. He stays at first with Campbell getting it in. Torrine with two hits today.
Heading to the plate. First baseman, Raquelman Cabral.
Raquelman Cabral bats from the left side. The switch hitter has hit a ground ball to first, and he's also struck out. The pitch is inside for ball one. So Romero, five innings, six hits, three runs. Walked a batter while striking out six. Pickoff attempt at first base. Torrine back safely diving. Torrine does have a stolen base today, but it was a he stole third base. That was back in the second inning. Ibarra with a very Craig Kimbrell-like stance with his arms out wide. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. Infield shading slightly to the right. They are at double play depth. 1-1, Taurine takes off. The pitch is high and in. The throw to second is offline, but in time. Offline towards first base. It basically led Don Cohn to tag out Taurine. That is the first time this season that Taurine has been caught stealing. Two away now. And it is a 2-1 count. Pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the first baseman. Ventrano has it, and he tags first to end the inning. Despite the single, it is a 1-2-3 inning of relief for Ibarra. Going into the seventh, Rawhide still lead 3-1. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Coronavirus bursting the tropical flavors.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions.
Pitch was low and in, 1-1 count. Infield shifting to the right. 1-1. Tries to check his swing, but it's a called strike. Vasquez, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide, again in relief for Russell, who threw two scoreless innings, giving up one hit. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out 5-1-2. Fouled off. Reed today struck out and has walked. 1-2, outside, two balls, two strikes. Top of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 3-1. They're out hitting the Quakes, 7-5, and the Quakes have two errors. Rawhide have not committed any. The pitch is a little outside. He tries to check his swing. Jabril Jeter Abdullah on the bases says he did not go. So a full count. We'll do a Cal League scoreboard update in just a few moments right after this pitch. 3-2. Inside ball four. Reed draws a leadoff walk to start off the top of the eighth inning. All right, we have a final in Lake Elsinore. Inland Empire Second defeated the Storm 2-0. Right now, Stockton leads San Jose 4-1 in the sixth inning, and they have a no-hitter going against San Jose, although San Jose has scored a run, which is just the most single-A thing you hear. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner, so a no-hitter going on in Stockton. Unfortunately, I don't think they have Bally Live or MLB TV there, so if it does happen, I'm not sure where they're going to get video of it. 0-1 to Diaz is outside, and then in Modesto, they are scoreless in the sixth inning with Fresno. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark, it's a 3-1 ball game with the Rawhide leading. Runner on first is Reed, nobody out. Vasquez delivers the 1-1. It is swung on and missed for strike two. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 1,218. 1-2-1-8. Infield at double play depth. Southpaw delivers. It's low, gets by the catcher Castillo, allowing Reed to move to second. That takes away the potential double play ball. Two balls, two strikes. Runner in scoring position, a two-run ball game. Diaz, 0 for 3 with a strikeout and two groundouts. 2-2. Outside, ball three. Vasquez this season, 2-3. A 4.79 ERA. This is his 30th appearance this year with the Hyde. Payoff pitch. Lined into center field for a base hit. Reed being told to go. Benitez cuts it off. The throw goes to second. Reed scores. One-run ball game. Diaz stays at first base with an RBI single.
Now, Valley center fielder Dylan.
And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come out to have a conversation with Vasquez. This is the first mound visit that T-Mark has come out for today. Every Rawhide Mound visit is presented by the Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, and they are proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Runner on first, Diaz, he represents the tying run at first. Nobody out, and Dylan Campbell steps to the plate. He is 2 for 3 today with a single and a double to left.